Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q4 and FY25 result. Today we have with us from the management, Group CEO Mr. Pankaj Poddar and Group CFO Mr. Neeraj Jain. Starting off with a statutory declaration, certain statements in the conference call may contain forward-looking. These statements are based on the management's current expectation and are subject to certain uncertainties and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now, may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we can open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Well, thank you. Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Neeraj Jain, Group CFO at Cosmo First, along with my colleague, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, Group CEO at Cosmo First. Before I go to the financial results, I would like to mention that our financial results for the March 25 quarter and investors' presentations are available on the company's website. We'll first discuss a brief on the performance of the company for the March 25 quarter and year ending March 25, which may be followed by the questions. Consolidated sales for March 25 quarter is 746 crores. Which is higher by 16% from March 24 quarter, primarily on the backing of higher specialty sales, higher BOPP margins, and we witnessed higher sales in USA and Netherlands operations. The EBITDA for the quarter has increased to 85 crores compared to 67 crores during the March 24 quarter. The improvement in EBITDA is backed by higher specialty sales, better BOPP and BOPET film margins, and enhanced cost rationalization by about 9 crore rupees. In fact, the EBITDA would have been even better, but for two known recurring items. First, cost of 4.3 crores on shifting the thermal line from Korea to India, which should provide annual benefit of close to 10 crore rupees, but we incurred this shifting cost during the quarter, which was one time. Number two, 10% lower volume on the BOPET film line, which was a planned maintenance shutdown. Moving to full year, FY25 EBITDA at 362 crores is higher by 111 crore rupees, which is 44% increase compared to last year, primarily due to higher specialty sales, which has grown by 10% compared to last year. Number two, cost rationalization of about 25 crore rupees. Number three, better BOPP and BOPET film margin. And in the last, improved performance of the specialty chemical subsidiary. The consolidated PAT at 133 crore rupee for FY25 is higher by 115% from last year. The company is growing specialty film sales by close to 10% CAGR growth over the last 6 years. In line with this, FY25 specialty growth has also been close to 10%. The BOPP film margin has been running at 21 rupee per kg in March 25 quarter, as against 21 rupee per kg in December 24 quarter and 14 rupee per kg in March 24 quarter. Hence, broadly at par with the previous quarter, but better on a YOY basis. I'll move to outlook. The company has already invested close to 1,180 crore rupees in last 3 years as capex on multiple growth projects, including BOPP line, CPP line, polyester line, metallizers and coating line, sunshield and paint protection film, and rigid packaging. These will yield a significant ramp up in revenue as well as profitability in next 2 to 3 years. Further expanding on the growth, the cast polypropylene line, which we call CPP line, with an annual capacity of 22,000 metric ton, has started operations in March 25. Sunshield film has also started commercial production from May 2025. The company has successfully done pilot runs for Sunshield with 50 plus distributors who are going to distribute both Sunshield film and paint protection films. The BOPP line, having annual capacity of close to 81,000 metric ton, is also expected to start operations from quarter one of FY26. Well, for film business, the company's focus will be on taking full leverage of the new investments, grow specialty, expand in international geographies, and further push down the cost, which we expect to be another 25 crore rupees annualized impact. The new film lines are the most cost efficient and should make Cosmo more competitive in the market. Moving to specialty chemical subsidiary, the specialty chemical subsidiary has achieved high teens EBITDA with a top line of 180 crore rupees and 525. This business vertical should continue to grow backed by new innovative products and specialty film sale. Moving to pet care vertical, Zigli. In Zigli, we have launched multiple private labels and enhanced our vet care services. Our business model is moving more towards services and private label, which is a high margin business. Well, the board of directors of the company had recommended dividend of 4 rupee per equity share for the financial year 24-25, which will be subject to approval of shareholders in upcoming annual general meeting. The debt position of the company, the company's net debt is at 967 crores, which is 2.7 times to EBITDA, and 0.7 times to equity. The financials remain strong. At March 25, most part of the debt related to growth is already built in the balance sheet, but returns are yet to kick in out of the majority of the capex. With this, we would like to take a pause and would like to open the call for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Nirav from Anvil Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So I have a few questions to ask. So, sir, in your opening remarks, you said that we have been growing our specialty BOPP volumes by close to 10% CAGR over the last few years. So how do you see FY26 panning out for us in terms of specialty volumes?
Well, we say 10% growth, Neeraji, is for specialty sales, actually, specialty film sale. And since there are several products in pipeline, besides we already having the good range of the specialty film, so we are quite optimistic that growth rate should be better off only in FY26.
And you are talking this about the volumes, right?
We are referring the volume for the specialty films.
Correct. Sir, in terms of our total breakup of specialty versus commodity, we have already reached 71%. and at some point of time, if we are able to grow our specialty volumes by another, let's say, 10% or similar run rate for FY26, would there be any need for further investments in the specialty BOPP? Because now our commodity line is also going online from Q1 of FY26. So would there be a need to put up the additional capacities for specialty BOPP?
Actually, yes, because, you know, what is going to happen is we are putting the new BOPP line. Initially, the ratio may be a little skewed on the new capacity towards the commodity, but slowly it will move to the specialty in line with the what a broad strategy the company has been following. So in line with that, we are growing the capacity of the specialty films, like the coating film and all, so which would help in the medium term to move towards more towards the specialty film.
Got it. And sir, when we see our commodity BOPP margins vis-a-vis that of semi-specialty and the specialty BOPP, let's presume that if commodity BOPP margins comes down, would the delta between the specialty, semi-specialty and the commodity BOPP is the right indicator to track, or let's say a fall of 5 rupee margin in the commodity BOPP also translate into the similar fall of 5 rupees in the specialty or semi-specialty? So how that metric works?
Well, frankly, in our past experience, the specialty films margins broadly remain the same, except there may be some minor changes due to change in the mix. Semi-specialty runs with an additional delta over the commodity. But, you know, this relationship is not linear. So let us say if commodity margins moves by 10 rupee or so,
yeah,
it's not necessary semi-specialty margin will also change by 10. It may change by 4 rupee, 5 rupee or 6 rupee depending on the criticality of the film.
Okay.
So to answer your question, the special film, largely the margins are protected. Semi-specialty changes with the change in the commodity, but, you know, margins, the, I mean, the delta, range of delta is lower compared to the change in the commodity part.
Got it. And, sir, this 71% specialty films, how would the breakup look like in terms of semi-specialty and specialty?
It keeps changing on quarter to quarter, but broadly you can say 50-50.
Got it, got it. The second question is on the Sun Control films. I think you mentioned that we already started the commercial production. So how can the ramp up of revenue we can see in FY26 and FY27?
Yeah, so, you know, as far as domestic market is concerned, we have got very positive response, and we do expect that in a year we should be doing between window film and PPF easily 15 to 20 crores next year itself.
Okay.
As far as export is concerned, we still need to do more work in terms of approaching distributors and getting trials done. So there we see that majority of the growth will actually happen in FY27.
Okay.
So we expect next year should be closing anywhere between 25-30 crores. And a year thereafter, we should exceed 50 crores.
Got it, got it. And sir, in terms of the starting point, in terms of this Sun Control films.
But another thing is that, you know, we are also planning to launch some more products. I cannot share more details.
Yeah.
But this is becoming like a complete consumer vertical in itself.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of focus in, bringing products which are right now either not made in India or made by only one or two players. And so we will be launching more products and create a very serious brand within the country. You can actually go to cosmoconsumer.com and see more details about it. So over the years, we will create, so there will be two businesses in consumer segment. One is Wiggly and second is Cosmo Consumer. And we do expect that this vertical will be profitable much earlier than even Wiggly. Because the gross margins are quite good, and Ziggly has a lot of cost on the retail side, where one side we continue to do cost reduction, but at the same time the gross margins are good.
Got it. So what could be considered as a break-even sales for the Sun Control films?
It should be... actually, it purely depends on how much marketing cost we do. Right now, we feel 35 crores should be the break-even, but I mean, I don't know if you get a chance to see some of the videos that we launched this year. We've already released two videos of Cosmos and Shield because there's a lot of awareness that we need to create in the market. Obviously, we are doing a very low-cost marketing, you know, largely digital marketing to begin with. But we will scale up the marketing as we move along and ensure that customers are aware about such a beautiful product where, you know, the paybacks are so good, the customer comfort is involved, the green building is involved. So it's an awesome product. It is just that we need to market it really well. And domestic markets, we've got a very good traction. We have created a very strong sales team, more than 60 people trying to go to every nook and corner of the country. So domestic, I feel we'll be able to crack the code faster. Export, we still need to learn more and do much more work.
So just a last bit, like since you mentioned that our focus initially would be on the domestic market, what could be the size of Indian market so far as this controlled films is concerned? Any ballpark idea if you can share?
Yes, see, the window film itself is 400 crore market, but a lot of imports is happening from China.
Okay.
You may be aware there's only one local competition who is representing just 10% market. And rest of it is coming not just from China, actually. It is coming from even America and Europe. So it is America, Europe, Japan, China, and Korea, five countries where it is coming from. And as far as buildings is concerned, right now it is happening mostly in the commercial complexes where it is some kind of a technical selling. But consumers at large are not aware about these window films, which is what we intend to do. Automobile itself is a good segment. And see, we are not saying that domestic is the only focus area. Export is also equally a very critical area for us. It is just that, you know, we started doing the trials in the domestic market and we have already created a good understanding with many distributors. We are working very aggressively even on the export market, and export is a much, much larger $2 billion market where we need to create an impact.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sharanj Gupta from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Is my voice audible?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is coming very low. Could you
Is my voice audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand, in your opening remarks, you alluded that you have invested in about 1,000 crores of the capex and all the facilities now largely on stream other than the BOPP line, which is coming up with of 81,000. So just wanted to understand two things here. Earlier, we were starting with a capex of 67,000 tons of the BOPP line, now which we have upgraded to 81,000. So is there any change in the technology or the upgradation of the machinery on that part? And post the announcement of our CapEx and the capacity coming on the stream, how do you see these spreads moving on the commodity for the rest of the year?
Yes. During the tenure of the contract, we did change and we moved to the latest technology which the supplier announced. So, yes, it is there. And to answer the point number two, you know, commodity margins are very difficult to project. You know, they keep moving up and down all the time, so we can't really comment. As Cosmo, our focus remains going in international markets and scaling up our specialty sales. So we'll continue working that path. In the short term, yes, we'll have to sell more commodity films because of the new line. But the focus is to just be there on the specialty focus.
And just to add to it, I mean, this new line is one of the lowest cost of production line available in the world. So that, in any case, should help.
Sure, sir. That's really helpful. So definitely the new line, once it comes off, in second half, we could have a little bit better margin as compared to the existing product line.
It is not going to come in second half. It is going to come in the quarter one itself. most likely, it should be up and running by end of this month.
Sure, sure. And secondly, now with our majority of the capex is over, with 900 crores of the net debt that we have there on the book, so how do we see a debt movement going ahead from here, or is there any other capex or strategic initiatives which is there on the pipeline?
See, this year also, as the first questions came, we are going to spend some more capex this year to add to our speciality capacity. So on the speciality side, one is we are going to sweat out our existing assets, and we feel there is a potential there. But at the same time, we are adding a couple of more value addition lines in this year. So there is additional around 200 plus crore capex this year, which will be largely done through internal accruals. A year thereafter, we are not going to have that kind of capex. So we will see major capex, debt reduction from the next year. This year, most of the internal accruals will be used for the capex and the working capital increase because of the growth in sales. And next year, you would start seeing a reduction.
So, sir, on the facility now, since you are going to add up another 200 crore of the capex, so the existing capacity where we have done 180 crores in financial at 25, what will be the peak revenue that one can get from the existing, and what is the asset turnover one can expect from the new 200 crores of the block?
With all the assets, with Zigli, with Sunshield coming to full potential, with BOPP, CPP line to full potential, we can potentially touch 5,000 crores. But this year, we are expecting anywhere between 3,500 to 4,000 crore sales, and a year thereafter, another 10 to 15% jump. But the peaking will happen because, Sunshield, we keep peaking every year. And similarly with Zigli, it will keep growing, and same with chemical, where we do not need to invest much capex. We can still touch 300, 350 crores in the current assets. So film assets will sweat out completely in next 12 months. But as far as our other businesses are concerned, there the full sweating will take more time. I feel plastic and film will be fully sweat within this year.
So, sir, thank you for the detailed answer. So one more question on the Nirav's questions. When you indicated on the SCF that probably we'll be doing a 25 crores of revenue this year and 50 to 75 next year with a break-even of 35. So is it fair to assume that this year on the Sun Control films only, there will be a net-net loss of 10 crores?
Well, not really 10 crores. If we are behind us, let's say we are behind by 10, 15 crores from break-even sales, so there will be 7, 8 crores, 10 crores at best loss from this year. And see, it also boils down to how much marketing cost we incur. We are going to increase our marketing cost in a phased manner and not a blast immediately. So the losses would not be beyond 8, 10 crores in any case, overall losses. And,
So last question from my side. It's a bookkeeping question. So can you help us in understanding the EBITDA contribution from the rigid packaging and Zigli for the full year FY25?
So this is available on our investors' presentation in much more detail.
So that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Agarwal from Leeway Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. It sounds that the company is growing at such a faster pace, and still it's very shocking that the promoters have sold 4% stake in the company. Any particular reason? Because that has been a big dampener on the share market. And is there any financial transaction between the promoter and the company this year?
Yeah, see, that was his personal need, if you had seen earlier when he had funds, he actually bought shares. But last year, he had purchased some personal asset, and he needed to fund that, and therefore he had to sell some shares. So, promoters can also have personal needs to manage their cash flows. What is your second question?
is there any financial transaction between the company and the promoter this year, like some kind of loan to the company from the promoters or something like that?
Not really. There was
nothing.
Was in between a very, for few days there was a transaction. There was a very small loan, not small, but there was a loan which was given, and that was, immediately repaid, something of that sort. It was nothing material,
Okay. And my second question is regarding Ziggly. Do you think Ziggly is facing heat from the quick commerce business? Because they are delivering within 5 or 10 minutes all the products. So are you tying up with any quick commerce business like Blinkit or Swiggy or Zepto?
Yeah, we have tied up with them. But see, these players do not have more than 1.5% market share. In our pet care, the customer needs are too varied. And quick commerce is largely able to service very few products. So that is not a challenge. We are also giving omni-channel delivery to our customer. The bigger issue right now in product side is that the margins are not good enough. The suppliers are not offering good margins to any of the players. And therefore, some of our competitors, and including Ziggly, we are trying to move in the direction of private label so as to move the margins and also provide better quality products to the customer.
And how many stores have you right now? And can you throw some light Y2Y sales growth in the stores which are quite old now?
Yeah, so as far as retail is concerned, or let's say centers are concerned, in last 12 months we have grown double, and we have right now 32 stores. On the online sales, we have significantly reduced sales because we were realizing that, they were unnecessarily happening at too much losses without any building up of brand equity. So we kind of reduced our sales on marketplaces quite a bit. Our focus is growing more on our own websites, and that too delivery through, various stores which are there pan-India. So that is a strategy we are adopting. As far as services are concerned, they should be profitable sooner than later. Product, we need to do more work because we need to introduce a lot of private labels. We already introduced multiple private labels in a few categories. And within this year, we'll be launching many more to ensure that at least we have some products in every category of pet care. So that is the direction we are taking. And so one side, we are trying to give faster delivery and reduce cost to the customers by delivering from their nearest location. And at the same time, we are also trying to improve our margins so that product at large can also become profitable in the times to come.
And out of 32 stores, how many are break-even? They have reached break-even, cash break-even, and what is the sales growth for each store, which are quite old?
So some of the old stores have started to turn break-even and be profitable. What we are realizing is, as I said earlier, services like grooming at a pan-India level is profitable for us. Wet care, given that we have invested quite a bit in wet care in the last 8-9 months, wet care is still not profitable, but many of the centers in wet care are profitable already. What is really hurting us is the product side, where margins are not coming either on online or offline, and that is purely because the supplier partners are not offering enough margins. Food is the main thing. And most of the food suppliers, they are playing really monopolistic and not giving more than 30-35% margins. So we are pushing them really hard, one side, educating them that this way industry can't survive. But at the same time, we are looking forward to launch our own private label so that at least we can shift some of the demand from these old brands to newly created brands by companies like us.
So you haven't given any sales growth for store to store, like each store?
Yeah. So we, as I said, overall at a retail level, we are growing 5-10% month on month. Some months these are 3-5%, and we are growing 10-12% also. And in last 12 months, our run rate has doubled.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Malhotra from Capgrow Capitals. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Can you throw some light on the outlook for both BOPP and BOPT?
What outlook, sorry? I mean, globally, they are growing both nicely. Even in India, they are growing nicely.
So any expectations of price, margins going forward? What is the supply side scenario? Is it going to be as super profitable as we were in 2022-23, or is still going to be muted as it has been there in the last two few quarters?
See, polyester can have better margins for the simple fact that polyester last 2 years not much capacity has come worldwide or even in India. BOPP is concerned, this year in India there are 4-5 lines coming up. So there may be a temporary blip, but as I said earlier, that our focus is largely specialty sales, and specialty our margins are quite stable. Whatever commodity sales we do, that definitely gets impacted by the local market.
Sure, sure. And there's one more, problem which we personally have been grappling with is that, you know, the CapEx has doubled in the last 2 years. If you see, our margins for specialty have increased, and even for base films. The mix has also moved in favor of the specialty, but the revenues are almost same for last 2-3 years. The profitability is still the same. The EBITDA and net profit actually is much lower than FY22-23. Our ROS and ROE are below our cost of capital, so which reflects a poor allocation of capital, and we are still talking of more CapEx. So what is the management outlook on all these fronts?
See, two things. First is COVID were exceptional years because globally supply chains were impacted. But having said so, we have clearly stated, in our media release that in last 3 years, we have done almost 1,200 crore of CapEx. And last year itself, we have done 500 plus crore of CapEx. There is no magic that the moment you spend CapEx, next day returns start coming. It does take some time. And, polyester got installed in the FY23, and this year it has started contributing reasonably to the EBITDA numbers. Even in polyester, we are moving in the direction of selling more and more specialty. We have got close to 35 to 40% semi-specialty sales on polyester. We have worked on some high-end specialty films also when it comes to polyester films. These are the capex which is done recently, which are yet to start maturing. Once they start maturing, our revenue and profitability numbers will grow quite a bit.
And just to add to it, I mean, the ROSI is appearing subdued today because the most part of the debt related to the new growth is already in the balance sheet, but we do not have commensurate last 12 months earning out of it. So once we have all the new growth, commercialized, so that would help, and post that only, probably we may like to look at the ROSI.
Sure. And so do you think 26 or FY27 would be the year when all this doubling of the capex, the move towards specialty and move, introduction of new products will start getting reflected? 26 or 27? We are almost done with 26. So 27?
26 also you will see a good growth, and 27 also you will see a good growth. Obviously, the full utilization of assets, especially for non-film business, will continue to happen year after year. But okay. FY27, the film assets will be fully utilized.
Okay.
And they will be greatly utilized within FY27.
Sure. And any thoughts on the demerger of the healthcare business? Are you looking at a critical size before you take that decision? Or more allocation, more requirement of capital, and you bring in a private equity partner or an IPO? What is the thought process behind it?
We will separate it out at the right time. As we said, we had indicated that, in next 3 years to 4 years, we'll do it. So as of now, those projections are not changing. We will be doing it at the right time once we see that overall you know, obviously, as you rightly pointed out, that we reach a decent scale. And at the same time, you know, our losses on that business come down significantly.
Sure. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding our margins or margins per kg that we can expect in FY26, considering that this BOPP line that we are coming will be manufacturing commodity in the prior period and then move to specialty. So what kind of margin can we expect?
If I got your question right, you are asking FY26 projected margins, right?
Yes, sir.
So as we said, I mean, on the commodity part of the business, it's very, very difficult to project the margin. For the specialty, we said should be largely in the similar range as last year. Semi-specialty, as we said, it moves with the change in the commodity, but not in a linear relationship. If we look at holistically, since there's no much capacity expected on the BOPET side, so we expect margins should improve on the BOPET side, logically. On BOPP side, there may be few quarters when, you know, there will be excess capacity because 4-5 lines are expected in the in current financial year. That may temporarily have some kind of impact on the commodity part of the business. But then, since the domestic demand is growing 10-12% year on year, that should bridge the gap.
So if I understand a new BOPP line that will come, what would be, if you could say, like, till a break-even level, they'll be manufacturing commodity so that they'll break even. So can you expect it to at least break even in FY26 and, post some margins or... because of the commodity element, margins would be much lower than what we can expect from this additional capacity.
Well, I will give you a little perspective on this. So new BOPP line would minimum generate, I mean, close to 90% utilization. It would be close to 5,000 metric ton monthly sales. Even if we take the very subdued kind of the margins, 15 rupee or so, it should generate 7.5 crore rupee of the gross margin on a monthly basis, and fixed overhead on this line we do not expect more than 8-9 crore on annual basis. So just wanted to give a slight perspective that, you know, that with that kind of the capacity coming and that too at a lower cost of production, it should add to the bottom line significantly once it's operational fully.
Okay, so got it. So minimum 70-80 crore is the conservative side we can expect to add in next year. Sir, I wanted to understand next question regarding, just a clarification, sir. In PPF, we expect a 15-20 crore revenue in FY26. Is that right?
So what Pankaj said is Sun Control Film and PPF taken together, we are looking at close to 25 crore. In FY26.
Got it. That is the combined number. And 50-75 for FY27, that is the combined number as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was from my side. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just correct me, you mentioned that at the expanded capacity and at optimum utilization, we will be clocking a revenue to the tune of 3,500 to 3,700 for FY25-26. That is including the BOPP film that will get commissioned and stabilized by the first quarter onwards.
That's right. So we said, I mean, between 3,500 to 4,000 crore, that kind of revenue we should be able to generate in FY26.
And sir, in your presentation, you have mentioned about, you have given the EBITDA numbers business vertical wise for FY25. So, it is mentioned here the reported EBITDA 12.5, and then you have given the segregation for specialty, pet care, rigid, and packaging. So, post the contribution margins improving from the rigid packaging and also from the specialty, and also with the addition of the new lines in the BOPP segment, how should this margin trajectory on a blended basis or segment-wise basis should look like for the current financial year? What kind of trajectory should we expect?
So there is going to be a significant ramp-up in film because we are adding significant capacity in FY26. The other verticals would also grow, like the specialty chemicals, Wiggly and plastic, and of course the sun control film now. But the ratio, if you look at it on a comparative basis, since numbers are much larger in film, so it may little look skewed towards this one in FY26. But over a period of time, as Pankaj said, we are looking at, once it has close to reasonable kind of the size on the new business vertical, although we are looking at close to 5,000 crore of the top line, with 18-20% revenue coming from the new business verticals.
The last line, can you come again, sir? 5,000 crore after I met you, there was a drop in line.
The expected revenue with 18-20% from the new business verticals other than film.
So the blended EBITDA margin which we posted, I think, of 12.5 for this financial year, this should go, this should trend in what trajectory, sir, for this current financial year, a ballpark number?
Very for us to project that at this moment, but we can discuss, not an issue. We like to write it to us at the given email ID in our investors presentation.
Okay. So we are also going to do further capex of 200 CR for this financial year. So that will also add to any sales capacity, or where will this capex will be attributed to?
So as you said, we are adding capacity on the specialty side, specialty film side. So these will be value-add kind of the special film over the BOPP or the BOPET.
Right, sir. And lastly, for this 584 closing working CWIP balance will get capitalized with the commissioning of our BOPP line by the end of the first quarter itself? Or if you could just give the timeline, when are we going to capitalize this amount?
We expect within this current quarter only.
The entire closing balance of 584 will get capitalized. That is totally attributed to the BOPP only.
Sorry, what is 584 you are referring to?
Sir, 584 crore is the closing balance as on 31st March in the capital work in progress. So with the capitalization of the BOPP line, what amount will get capitalized?
So out of that, larger part is BOPP film, which we are going to commission in the current quarter one only. And second part is the sun control film, which in any case we have already started the commercial production starting from the May.
The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Shubmangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So what was the GMV of pet care business for the whole of the year? And at what revenue rate that business will break even?
So on the first part, currently we are running 5 crore rupees of the monthly GMV for Wiggly operations. It's very difficult to project at this point of time whether break-even will be at X amount or the Y amount. It will depend on a lot of factors. how much we are spending on the marketing, on the branding, whether the large part of sales is coming on the retail, private label services. So little difficult at this point of time. What we are looking at now is focus more on the growth, more particularly the private label sales, which has high margin, and services revenue, which again got very high margins. So company's focus is first at this moment grow these verticals much more, which in any case will translate to profitability in years to come.
So can you split Jiggly's sales between products and services? So what was the, because services carry, you said, little higher margins as compared to products. So if it is possible, please split Jiggly's sales into products and services.
60-40.
60 in favor of products. Hello?
Reverse. Service 60, 40 products.
Service 60 and 40 products.
That's right.
Okay, and sir, this BOPET line, it is entirely for specialty, or in BOPET also we manufacture commodity films also?
Right now we do a mix of semi-specialty and commodity, and in the times to come our focus is to move more and more specialty. So close to 35-40% is somewhere between semi-specialty, specialty products.
So 60% BOPET is commodity, right, sir?
Yeah.
And out of our total specialty and semi-specialty volume, what should be the split of exports versus domestic?
Specialty is mostly exported, so domestic also has some specialty market.
So that is my question, sir. So if you take specialty at... Sorry?
Right now we do close to 55-60% exports, and most of it is specialty.
Okay. And sir, my last question is, you mentioned about you are starting a new vertical, Cosmo Consumer. So can you share more details? What type of products are there? What type of investment it will be required in this business?
One is window film and second is paint protection. Window film investment and paint protection, window film complete investment has been done. Paint protection, we may have to do some small incremental investment, but that's not large. We are launching some more products which does not entail too much of investment again. So investment would not be so much of a concern. It is basically building a brand. It is more about marketing cost and capturing market.
Oh, so you have renamed this Sunshield and paint protection film in as a consumer business, right?
Yeah. The brand name for window film remains Cosmo Sunshield, and similarly for PPF remains Cosmo PPF. But we have created an entity above that, which is Cosmo Consumer, which will represent more and more consumer products.
And in your presentation, the market for this paint protection film, for car paint protection film, is just 10,000 crores, 10,000 cars. So am I missing something? It's a very small number. So why we have started this business?
No, it is much bigger. In every car, the value of the paint protection film is lakh rupee or above. So market is quite big. It's not a small market.
Okay. So content is very high per car.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Right, to summarize, the company's specialty sales has increased by close to 10% in FY25, and we expect similar trend to continue in FY26, which will strengthen the business model. For film business, company's focus will be on taking full leverage of the new capacity, grow specialty film sales, expand in international geographies more, and further push down the cost. Among new business verticals, specialty chemical is already making high teens EBITDA. The other verticals should also follow the profitability. While Ziggly may take some time to become profitable, however, should be a significant value creator. So in the last, I would repeat the stretchly declaration. Certain statements in this con call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. Thank you. Thank you to all of you for joining.
Thank you. On behalf of Cosmo First Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.